So for the state of being, what we have to do is to withdraw from the field of experience, yet not come to the field of stagnancy. If we start experiencing this engine, we stop here. That means the experiencer is here, all this mind, intellect, ego, the full experiencer is here. It is not experiencing this side, and it is not capable of being, capable of experiencing all this. It stands in the state of stagnancy, deep sleep state. That will stopping of the experiencing of the gross outside world will not amount to self-realization. We have to stop experiencing outside and yet be cautious not to come to a state of stagnancy. And for that, the technique is we begin to experience subtler and subtler and subtler and subtler, coming on to the subtler state of objectivity. There also we don't allow the experience to be devoid of experience. Here also, coming on to the state of subtler objectivity, we don't allow the experience to be in the state of negation, in the state of stagnancy. No. When we have no objectivity to experience, then we enter into the subtler phases of the experiencer itself, because this is the subjective creation. All objective creation has been transcended, but the subjective creation remains. Subjective creation also is a thing of the relative order, yet the absolute is not experienced. To reach the field of the absolute, it is necessary that we transcend all limits of the experiencer also, all limits of the subtle field, or the subtle body. Therefore, having crossed the limits of objectivity, we enter into the subtle phases of the subjectivity, and then we transcend one by one and come out to the field of the experiencer, and then transcend it to become the universal. And this is termed as self-realization. Although the word means nothing, it is fake something, it's misguiding, and it has no true sense. Self-realization has no true, has no sense at all, but it is prevalent in the field of all ignorance. This state of being, the self reveals itself to self, and this is what is termed in the ignorant world self-realization. And this march from the gross to the subtle is termed as path to self-realization. Although directly it's not the path to self-realization. This is only the path of withdrawal of gross, withdrawal of experience. Withdrawal from the gross to the subtle experience. Only positively it is the withdrawal from the gross fields of experience to the subtle fields of experience, till all fields of experience are transcended. There cannot be any path to self-realization, because the self is there already. It is by virtue of the self that everything is being realized. The whole field is of the field of the self. Yet, in the ignorant language, the word prevails, self-realization and all that. And the whole process is simple, is easy. Now this is the bold declaration and bold assertion of the spiritual regeneration movement, that all of this path of the self-realization is a most pleasant path from the very beginning to the end. And as a matter of fact, beginning and end of the path, they are just the same. It's a pathless path. It's a pathless path. It's a wayless way, because we are experiencing this flower, the beauty of the flower experienced. some happiness gained. And if the ocean of happiness is viewed here, will that be there be a path? Mind will instantaneously get on to that. One radio singing, another better coming up, immediately the mind comes up, no path is necessary, no training is necessary, no time is wasted. There is no path, it's instantaneous reality. That's why, in our higher sense of reality, if there is no path to self-realization, it's the self-evident, self-proved identity, it's the state of being through everything it is, it. We are that, everything is that, this and that has no meaning, it's all pervading through this and that alone is all this. It's nothing but different manifestations of this unmanifested state. Going up to any limit of gross universe, it only amounts to stopping the experiencing, stopping experience of the outside, and then when all the experience of the outside is finished, then you are left to yourself. This is self-realization, self-consciousness. Self-consciousness. Having come on to this, the purpose is not fulfilled. Having stopped outside experience, the purpose of life is not yet fulfilled. The fulfillment of life is not gained. Because we have only stopped experiencing. We have only stopped experiencing. And stopping experiencing can't be said to be any gain, can it be? We are experiencing the flower and we are experiencing it and we stop experiencing it. Is that a gain? Seems to be a positive loss. We stop experiencing these things and then it's a positive loss. Stopping experiencing of the whole thing doesn't amount to any positive gain, does it? It cannot. If somebody says something gain, doesn't know the definition of gain and loss. This amounts to positive loss of the whole universe. State of complete withdrawal. Therefore, the gain will be, now what will be the gain? Now self-realization, this realization, that's why the term is so vague and fake. The very term means nothing because it doesn't give anything positive. It only takes you away from all positivity of life. It takes you away from all positivity of life and all negativity of life. It leaves you to a state beyond experience. It leaves you to yourself. Everything is snatched away and you are left to yourself, completely lost. It's a 10% loss, 100% loss of the existence itself. Coming on to this doesn't amount to any positive gain. At least I'm not prepared to count it as a gain at all. What will be the gain? We are experiencing the whole world. We are in the whole, in the field of experience. And the essential quality of this field, which is missed obviously when we are here, if it could be experienced all through these experiences, then it will be a positive gain. We are not. Now I am counting upon the gain of life. What would be the gain? The gain would be that our present possession of the universe is not, we are not deprived of, we are not made to lose all this experience. And in the midst of all this experience, the experience of bliss is added on. That will be a gain. Complete withdrawal from the world. Remaining in this state, not remaining, being in this state of bliss. It's a loss of the whole universe. What we have done, we have only stopped experiencing outside. And when we have stopped experiencing outside, then the whole universe has been robbed. We are deprived of the whole universe. Now the gain will be that even when we are experiencing all this, then this state of being should be lived here also. It should not be lost sight of. And that will be a gain. We are behaving in the market. No stopping the behavior in the market. We retreat to the treasury. We have lost all sight of the market. The gain will be that the treasures are brought in this field and utilize. This amounts to self-realization is no gain. It's a loss of all positive life. The nature of the self, the essential nature of the self, should be lived through all the experience, and that will be a positive gain. And when this nature of the self is allowed to be experienced through all this, then it is cosmic consciousness. Complete withdrawal from the field of objectivity and subjectivity, complete withdrawal. This is self-consciousness. Self-consciousness. Complete. Detached from all gross and subtle, object and subject. When this is brought to this field, then it is gain. Self-realization is no gain. When the nature of the self is brought to be lived in the field of the all experience, then it is a positive gain, and then it is cosmic consciousness, and then it is fulfillment of life. When we are experiencing only this creation, then this is one aspect of cosmic consciousness. One aspect. Another aspect of cosmic consciousness consciousness is this transcendent. Transcendent, eternal, silence, bliss, absolute is one aspect of cosmic consciousness. Relativity, relative experiences, ever-changing field of existence is another aspect of cosmic consciousness. Both taken together is cosmic consciousness, and when both are experienced, both are lived at the same time, then the full life is lived, and that is fulfillment of life. Is nothing.